cup of coffee and join us in the sanctuary. We're going to get started.
Good morning. Would you please stand for our call to worship? This morning from Isaiah 6, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the foundations of the thresholds shook at the voice of him who called. And the house was filled with smoke. And I said, 'Woe is me, for I am lost. For I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.'"
Santo, santo, santo es el Señor de los ejércitos. Llena está toda la tierra de su gloria. Y se estremecieron los cimientos de los umbrales a la voz del que clamaba, y la casa se llenó de humo. Entonces dije: "Ay de mí, porque perdido estoy, pues soy hombre de labios inmundos, y en medio de un pueblo de labios inmundos habito, porque han visto mis ojos al Rey, el Señor de los ejércitos."
Satisfied her hunger was, her pillows calmed the raging seas, for souls of men she craved. The sun and moon from balcony turned their head in disbelief. The precious love would taste the sting, disfigured and disdained. On Friday a thief, on Sunday a king, laid down in grief, but awoke the keys to hell on that day, firstborn of the slain. The man Jesus Christ laid death in his grave. So 3 days in darkness left, the morning sun of righteousness rose to shame the throes of death and overturned his rule. Now daughters and the sons of men were paying not their dues again. The debt of blood they owed was rent. The day rolled anew. On Friday a thief, on Sunday a king, lay down in grief, but awoke with the key. Born of the slain, the man Jesus Christ laid death in his grave. Oh, 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 oh. He has cheated hell and
Will you pray with me? Father God, we thank you so much for sending your son. And on this day when the fickle crowd loved him and changed their mind. And we just thank you for the truth of death is in the grave and your resurrection is coming. And thank you for giving us that. And as we prepare our hearts this morning for worship, we ask that you would help us clear our minds of distractions and sins and anything we need to confess so that we can hear your word and worship you truly. So we come to you in a moment of silence. Father, we thank you that no sin of ours is too great to bring to you and be fully cleansed. So we thank you for the assurance in your word that you have forgiven us. And now would you help us to fully engage in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name.
Please be seated. From Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God the Father.
Por lo cual Dios también le exaltó hasta lo sumo y le confirió el nombre que es sobre todo nombre, para que el nombre de Jesús se doble toda rodilla de los que están en el cielo y en la tierra y debajo de la tierra, y toda lengua confiese que Jesucristo es el Señor, para gloria de Dios Padre.
He speaks by Jesus' blood. Hear and sing, ye sons of God. Justice satisfied indeed. Christ has full atonement made. Jesus' blood speaks loud and sweet. Here all deity can meet. And without a jarring voice, welcome Zion to rejoice. Welcome Zion to rejoice. All her debts were cast on me, and she must and shall go free. All her debts were cast on me, and she must and shall go free. Peace with God we obtain through Jesus' blood. Jesus' blood speaks solid rest. We believe and we are blessed. We believe and we are blessed. All her debts were cast on me, and she must and shall go free. All her debts were cast on me, and she must and shall go free. Should the law against her roar, Jesus' blood still speaks with power. All her debts were cast on me, and she must and shall go free. And she must and shall go free. All her debts were cast on me, and she must and shall go free. All her debts were cast on me, and she must and shall go free. All her debts were cast on me, and she must and shall go free. All her debts were cast on me, and she must and shall go free.
Please pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for bringing us here together in this place. And we thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, whom you sent to die on the cross, to take our debts, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, and to make our lives whole, and to give us a promise of things everlasting that we hope for. Lord, as we transition now to hear from your word, we pray that you would be on a special day with Pastor Alfredo as he brings to us what you have placed on his heart to share. May your spirit be with him as he shares with us, and help us to receive. Help us to have an open heart. Help us to have ears that hear and hearts to understand what you would have us hear this morning. And help us, as a result of being here, be changed and understand more of your love for us and how we can serve you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Good morning, Hope Church.
Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
I am Pebby Garner, one of the deacons here, and I am here to tell you what's going on around Hope, because it's not only on Sunday that we worship God. So first thing is, if you are a visitor or have a prayer request, please fill out the response card in your bulletin, and we love to pray for you, and we'll follow up with our first-time visitors in an appropriate way. We won't chase you down. Believe me, we won't. So anyway, fill it out, place it in the bucket in the back, and we also do have a prayer service, we gather for prayer at 9:45 here in the sanctuary, so if you'd like to join us then. Some of our small groups that are still going on, well, at least I know one, and that's the women's group. We are going to meet tomorrow, and we have an exciting event planned for April Fool's Day. For April 1st, we're going to go axe throwing. So all of our husbands and friends and everybody will not be the subject of our anger at that time. It will be axe.
Won't be standing in front of the axe.
Oh, a picture of you might be. We also have a nursery play group that is meeting Wednesday on the 27th. If you need more information about that, make sure you contact Jen. Our Good Friday, this Friday, is our Good Friday service. It's something that we're going to be trying brand new. So it's going to be a short service, but it will walk us through essentially how Good Friday was for Jesus. We also need Easter eggs. If you haven't already filled some and brought some in, you know, grab a bag full and fill them in and bring them on Easter. Speaking of Easter, we do have a sunrise service planned at 7 a.m. outside underneath the big oak tree in the back. We also have a brunch scheduled. There's going to be lots of good food. Believe me, I'm bringing my sticky buns. If you know about my sticky buns, you're going to want to be here because they're good. Just ask Tom and Smitty. Also, our normal service, we will have our normal service at 10:15, and then the Easter egg hunt for the kids will be after that. One last thing is our congregational meeting will be happening on April 14th. That's to vote for our new officers or to reelect our officers. We'll get a brief financial update, and then there will be an update about Darden and his service here at Hope. With that, I will turn over to Tom, Pastor Tom, because I believe he also has some really nice pictures to show us, too.
Thank you, Debbie.
You're welcome.
Good morning. Good morning. There we are. All right. So some of you already know I am freshly back from a week in Cuba.
Not so fresh.
Yeah. You know, Cuba is such a bizarre experience. It's the people are so beautiful and so full of love, and the country is just in a state of decline and decay, and it's really tough to see those beautiful people in a context where they're not able to thrive. And anyway, not to go too dark on us here, but I got in, I don't know, 11-something last night, and Southwest left my bag my bag. In Fort Lauderdale. So it's on its way here. Great trip. I went with Pastor Fritz. Some of you know him from First Baptist Lockhart. And Fritz has done some PhD level work on the history and heritage and legacy of the African American church, and he was very interested in the Afro-Cuban experience. And that was, I think, a very eye-opening trip for him, both in terms of that angle as well as just the overall exposure to what God is doing in Cuba. And I will say this. I don't think there's anywhere else in the world right now where God's word is spreading as fully and as rapidly as it is in Cuba. It's truly amazing, and God is moving there, and it's just a privilege to be there and to see that and to know these men and women who are involved in this movement. And I think we have some pictures. So that is, the funny thing about that, that is Pastor Pablo's family plus a giant gringo. And Pastor Pablo wasn't in the picture. He wasn't taking the picture. He was holding the light. So this is in Camajuani, Cuba. If you take Cuba like a big banana, it's right in the middle of the banana. And in most of Cuba, they are going through rolling blackouts right now. And the government, just to save money, cuts the light off. Cuts the lights off. Yeah, they can be 10 to 14 hours a day of blackout. And they just roll they've got one power plant that just divides up its power. And so people are really, really frustrated. I mean, I don't think you can really imagine what that would be like. Anyway, so we got to Camajuani, we had dinner, and then the power went out. And so we had a worship service in the dark with people holding up flashlights, and they're ready for this. They know this is happening. So take me to the next slide. There is your sister church saying hello. The woman on the right in the plaid shirt and her husband to her left. That is the current pastor's parents. That's Pablo's parents, Gloria and Reynaldo. And Gloria used to work at the Camajuani Tobacco Cigar Factory. Yeah, baby, she's a good friend to have. I just want to say, when we found our sister church, I did not know there was a cigar factory in the same town as our sister church. I get a free pass there. We did not pick our sister church because of the SARP. I would have, but I didn't. All right, so the power was out. We worshiped. Yeah, that's Tatiana's mom in the blue and white stripes in the back. And she cooked a traditional Cuban dinner for us. I say traditional. No one in Cuba eats like this. So that's a big plate of beef in the middle, which is just like abject decadence in Cuba right now. And so the congri on this end is the rice and beans mixed together. Laritza, ¿qué cree? Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Olvídalo. And then there's some tamales. There's some tamales in the back. Yeah, you'll say. Well, what you should have seen, so that in the red T-shirt in the back right of the photo is Pastor Pablo, and that's his wife Juliet in the flowered blouse. And, we took a bunch of things down to them. Would you, as a woman, would you want me going to Costco and picking out your underwear and your bras and bringing them down? No, I don't think so, right? And so I kind of made a last-minute Costco run. I'm like, oh, she might like this. And I'm just throwing feminine stuff in the cart and trying to get out of there as fast as I can. And we were opening up the duffel bag of things that we brought to the pastor and his family. And they're just in disbelief. Like, this is so... like a Costco-sized package of feminine hygiene products, and their daughter, who's, how old is she? ¿Cuántos años tiene la hija de? She's like 20 years old, and I pull out this Costco-sized package of feminine hygiene, and she just starts crying. And she's just like, and it's like, I mean, I cried when I had to put it in my cart and walk around, but that was very different. So just the the extremes of the reality there. And I texted a friend of mine when I got back about just how difficult it is to see such beautiful people in a state of decline politically and economically. And he said, you know, we only really see things with contrast. And so going to Cuba is a great way to kind of open your eyes to some of those contrasts. But take me to the next slide. So there's the palms we were looking for Palm Sunday. I was down there and trying to figure out, like, we ordered some on Amazon. They're here. And then we ordered them again, and those did get here. But our florist went out of business during COVID, and so we're trying to figure out how we're going to do that. And I'm standing there thinking about it, and I look up, and there's this wall of palms. So next slide, please. So that's Pastor Patchy's church in Old Havana. It's one of the two poorest zip codes on the island. There's a lot of poverty in that neighborhood. And he's just done a phenomenal job of raising up an incredible work. They feed, that little church feeds 6,000 students, children, a week. Wow. And probably a couple hundred senior citizens every week as well. And multiple meals a week. Like, they're just, it's amazing. They tried to shut him down because the government doesn't like churches getting credit for feeding people. That's like, they don't like that, the optics of that. And so they came to shut him down one day, this was a few years ago, and he said, that's fine, we'll stop as soon as you can get all these meals to all these people on time every day, we will stop. And the guy was like, yeah, never mind. Keep going. There's Pastor Fritz and Pastor Patchy, who was our host in the Hemingway Marina Cigar Lounge. Coffee and cigars, and I have no vergüenza. Yes. Yeah, in Jesus. Yes. Libertad en Cristo. Yes. Sí. Well, I mean, you don't see me smoking a cigar. I would never do such a thing while I was taking a picture. So, yeah, okay. All right, Pastor Alfredo, would you come forward at this time? And we're going to talk to the, what? I saw that. You're my hero. Okay. Vamos a hablar con los niños sobre el tema del Día de la Palma. ¿Cómo te parece? Okay. Can I have all of the important people in the room come forward at this time? If you are in fifth grade or younger, we invite you up here with us for our children's chat before you go to Hope for Kids. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
All right. Let's see. Do you know what today is?
March
24th. Is it? Yeah, you're right. Good job. I have no idea. I've been in Cuba. So, Jesus, you've heard of him? He comes into Jerusalem on this day, many, many years ago, 2,000 years ago. He comes into Jerusalem, and the people see him, and they start grabbing whatever they can find and waving it around in the air and laying it down at his feet. And what do you think they said? Yes, ma'am. Está bien. Whoop. Sorry. So he's coming into Jerusalem. Mucho gringo, mucho gringo.
Mucho gringo.
He's coming into Jerusalem on a donkey, on a baby donkey. What do you think that would look like, a grown man riding a baby donkey? What would that look like? Go ahead. Would it look a little silly?
Yes.
Yes. His legs would be dragging on the ground. Yes.
He has to walk with the donkey.
He has to walk with the donkey. Yeah, he probably was taking steps along with the donkey. And he comes into town, and the people start saying things like, "Blessed is the king who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest." And then they called him Hosanna. They would shout out as he came by. They would wave the branches of whatever they could find, and they would shout out Hosanna. Do you know what that means? It means save us. Save us. What are the things that God saves us from? Esther? He saved the Israelites from slavery in Egypt. What else does God save us from? Yes?
He saves the Jews from being attacked by
Goliath?
No, not that, but the king with my name, Esther.
Oh, the story of Esther shows how God saved his people from death. Very good, yes. What does God save us from?
God save us from making all the people out of soldiers for fire so we don't die.
Okay. He saves us from, well, from death. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay. So God saves us from our sins, the bad things we do, or the good things we should have done that we didn't do. God saves us from that. He saves us because he loves us. And the people took palm branches, and they waved them around in the air, and they said, Hosanna, which means save us. You want to do that? You ready?
Yes.
All right. They're going to be a little wet. It's okay. We'll get through this. Oh, no, we're not. All right. Who wants some wet palm branches? I was not prepared for this. All right, there we go. We're going to close the knife before Pastor Tom hurt. You have some dry ones? Good, I'll throw the wet ones out to the people out here. All right, everybody stand up. Stand up. Everybody gets a couple of them. Here you go. You want them all? There you go. There you go. All right, we're going to take what we got, and these our beautiful assistants are going to lead us around the worship space. We're going to wait for the nursery kids that are coming. But we could start singing.
One, two, three.
Here, y'all go take them around and then meet the nursery kids at the back.
Jesus Christ, God's only Son, Hosanna. Angels bending down may sing to the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, knowing He is why we sing, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna.
Excelente. Y'all can go out that way. Have a great time and hope for kids. We love you. Adelante, señoritas. Vamos. Listo, Guajiro.
Guajiro, listo.
Excelente.
I suppose that many people here don't know the background of the word Guajiro. Many people don't know come from this.
We're here. Claro, que nadie sabe. You know, no hay mucha gente quien sabe.
I can explain if you want. Cuando terminó la guerra de Cuba y España.
At the end of the Spanish-American War.
El ejército de Estados Unidos fue a Cuba.
The American Army went to Cuba.
Para brindar asistencia.
¿Para qué?
Brindar, para brindar support, bring support to the
support,
army.
Support the Cuban liberation from Spain.
Ahí, cuando vinieron los oficiales del gobierno de Estados Unidos.
When the government officials from the United States arrived on the island.
Le dijeron a los mambises cubanos.
They told the local soldiers.
Ustedes ahora están retirados, salen del ejército.
Mm-hmm. That you've now retired from the military.
Y ahora son héroes de guerra.
And you are war heroes.
And the Cubans say, oh, we are war heroes? Okay. Y desde ese momento, toda la gente que vive en el campo se conocen como guajiros.
And from that point forward, all Cubans from all over the countryside were known as guajiros.
Esa es la razón por la que llamamos guajiros en Cuba.
So, I don't know if you've ever heard the song Guajira Guantaramera.
Yes, yeah, right.
But the guajira comes from that word that came out of the Spanish-American War for war hero.
Yep, right.
And so Pastor Alfredo is from Holguín, Cuba. So again, if Cuba's a big banana, he's way down here at the bottom.
Yeah, it's close to the Guantanamo Bay.
Close to Guantanamo like Bay. A little bit yeah. Más allá que Guantanamo.
Yeah, right, like 4 hours driving maybe.
Yes, so he's about 4 hours from Guantanamo, which in Cuba is pretty close.
Yeah, right.
That's like 50 miles. I'm kidding.
It's okay, no.
A la botella.
A la botella. Yeah, we have a lot of history about this expression in Cuba. Right.
¿Oramos?
Yeah, por favor, vamos a orar.
¿Tú quieres o
yeah,
yo?
Yeah, yo lo hago.
Yo lo hago. ¿Tú tecla yo cuelgo?
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Padre, te damos gracias en esta mañana hermosa en que venimos para adorarte, Dios. Tú eres Rey y Señor, y estás en tu trono, y viniste a esta tierra, Señor, para redimirnos, y regresarás también por nosotros, Señor. Gracias por eso. Gracias. Al exponer tu palabra, que ella sea motivo de alabanza y gloria a ti, Señor, y también edificación para tu pueblo, Dios. En todo, Señor, pedimos que tú seas glorificado. En el nombre de Jesús. Amén.
Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to be here and gather in your name and gather as your children, a blessing we do not deserve, but we are eternally grateful for. We pray that you would be with us as we open your word, open our hearts, speak to us, grow us more and more into the men and women of God you've created us to become. We just pray your blessing over this time together in your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amén. Ayer en la noche tuvimos una reunión muy especial.
Last night we had a very special gathering.
Y conocimos amigos nuevos.
And we met some new friends.
Excelentes personas.
Excellent people.
Y una de las cosas que hablamos, uno de los temas que sobre los que conversamos.
One of the things we were talking about.
Es como las historias. Le dan forma a nuestra manera de pensar y de vivir.
It's how history gives shape to the way we think and live.
Cuando la iglesia cristiana empezó a compartir el evangelio,
when the Christian church began converting to the gospel,
ya desde el siglo V, desde el siglo VI, estaban establecidas las bases del pensamiento occidental.
Después de Cristo.
Antes de Cristo.
Okay. So the basis for thinking prior to Christ had been established by philosophy for 500 or 600 years.
Yeah. Era lo que se conocía como cultura helénica o cultura griega.
We would call that Hellenic or Greek culture, Greek thought.
Los griegos habían hablado de cuál era el sentido de la vida.
Greeks had talked about what's the meaning of life.
¿Qué significaba ser una persona de éxito?
What does it mean to be a good person?
¿Qué significaba ser una persona importante?
What does it mean to be an important person?
Y todo este pensamiento,
all of this thought,
toda esta historia,
all of this history,
le dio forma a toda aquella, bueno, la población conocida, toda la parte del Mediterráneo, tomó esta forma de pensar.
This all gave shape to the way people thought.
Entonces, imagínate, la iglesia de Cristo tuvo que empezar a predicar el Evangelio.
So think about it, the church enters into that context in the first century.
Cuando ya este pensamiento estaba establecido.
Once all of those patterns of thought were established.
La iglesia empezó a hablar de cuál era el sentido de la vida.
And the church begins speaking about what is the meaning of life.
¿Qué es importante en la vida?
What is important in life?
¿Qué es ser poderoso en la vida?
What is powerful in life?
Y era un mensaje, el mensaje del Evangelio contradecía abiertamente las presuposiciones que ese pensamiento griego tenía.
And a lot of the gospel was contrary to some of these main ideas in Greek thought.
Hay una historia en la Biblia.
There's an account in the Bible.
De una carta que el apóstol Pablo escribe.
Of a letter that Paul wrote.
Es la primera carta a la iglesia que está en Corinto.
It's the first letter, Paul's first letter to the church in Corinth.
Ahora, quisiera leer esta porción que está en Primera de Corintios.
I want to read a portion of 1 Corinthians to you today.
El capítulo 1, verso 18 al 21.
Just chapter 1, verses 18 through 21.
Si tenemos la palabra de Dios, leyendo dice así. Porque la palabra de la cruz es locura a los que se pierden. Pero los que se salvan, esto es a nosotros, es poder de Dios. Pues está escrito, destruiré la sabiduría de los sabios y desecharé el entendimiento de los entendidos. ¿Dónde está el sabio? ¿Dónde está el escriba? ¿Dónde está el disputador de este siglo? ¿No ha enloquecido Dios la sabiduría del mundo? Pues ya que en la sabiduría de Dios el mundo no conoció a Dios mediante la sabiduría, agradó a Dios salvar a los creyentes por la locura de la predicación.
All right. I'm going to read that passage in English from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 18 through 21. For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe.
Amén.
Amen.
Ahora, ya de un poco del trasfondo del pensamiento griego. Breve, no, de eso no quiero hablar mucho.
So just a little bit of background on Greek thought.
Ahora, Corinto, la ciudad a la que la iglesia estaba allí, en la donde estaba esta iglesia.
¿Cómo?
Donde estaba la iglesia en Corinto, la ciudad.
Oh, so where this church was in Corinth, in Greece.
Era parte del imperio griego.
Is it the center of Greek thought?
Entonces, cuando hablaban hablar como corintio, por ejemplo, alguien hablaba como un corintio, se le conocía como alguien que hacía mucha pretensión, se daba vanagloria de ser una persona muy entendida, muy inteligente.
So, a Greek person of this era would have had a lot of pride and vanity as it relates to how advanced their thinking was.
Porque hablar como corintio era como especular de ser sabio.
So to speak like a Corinthian meant to speak like someone who was wise and educated.
Ahora, Corinto había una mezcla interesante.
So Corinth has an interesting
tenía
aspect.
Una fuerte influencia de la sensualidad de Oriente.
There's this influence of Eastern sensuality
y una fuerte influencia del pensamiento filosófico de Occidente.
And a very strong influence of Western philosophy.
Era una ciudad importante económica.
It was a very important city economically.
Era la capital política y comercial de toda Grecia.
It was basically the political and economic capital of Greece.
Y había un templo, había muchas deidades, pero había una deidad. Deidad.
What?
Deidad. False God.
Oh. How am I supposed to know that word?
Deidad.
I just work here.
Okay, man. I'm sorry.
So there were lots of false gods.
Una de ellas era llamada Afrodita.
One of those was Aphrodite. Excuse
donde
me.
Había cerca de 1,000 prostitutas.
And in her temple were over 1,000 prostitutes.
Y la máxima expresión de la adoración a Afrodita.
And the maximum expression of worship.
Era una orgía.
Was for many people to gather sexually.
Entonces imagínate, vivir en una ciudad de prosperidad económica.
So you're living in the city of economic prosperity.
Donde la gente especulaba de ser muy inteligente.
Where everyone is trying to impress you with how intelligent they are.
Pero a la vez también había una depravación horrible.
And at the same time, there's just this horrible mess of
es decir, era una mezcla,
immorality.
Era una mezcla horrible.
A horrible mess.
Ahora, la iglesia que existía allí,
the church that existed there,
de alguna forma había sido influenciada,
has been influenced in varying degrees
por la manera en que ellos veían la vida.
By the way Greeks in Corinth looked at the world.
Ahora, frente a esa realidad,
and so before this truth,
Pablo el apóstol empieza a hablar de la cruz de Cristo.
St. Paul begins speaking about the gospel, the cross.
Pero es interesante porque él habla en el versículo 10 al 12 de algo muy importante para que usted tenga una idea de lo que Pablo estaba diciendo a la iglesia aquella.
So just prior to the passage we read in verses 10 through 12, Paul talks about something very interesting.
Toda persona vive por un sentido de valor.
Everyone lives by some value.
Entonces, allí en la iglesia de Corinto había personas que decían que era de Apolos.
Some of the church in Corinth said, I'm with Paul.
Apolos significaba el tipo inteligente.
Oh, I'm with Apollos.
Yeah, yo el tipo inteligente.
That meant they're intelligent people. They're thoughtful, they're philosophical.
Otros decían, yo soy de Pedro.
Others said, no, I'm with Peter.
Pedro es el líder de la iglesia en Jerusalén.
He's the leader of the church in Jerusalem. I'm with him.
Yeah. Y otros decían, yo soy de Pablo.
And others would say, I'm with Paul.
Sí, pertenezco. Es el fundador de nuestra iglesia.
He founded this church. I'm with Paul.
Miren lo que dice el apóstol Pablo acerca de esto.
Listen to what Paul says in verses 10 through 12.
Os ruego, hermanos, por el nombre de nuestro Señor Jesucristo, que todos pongáis de acuerdo y que no haya división entre vosotros, sino que estéis enteramente unidos en un mismo sentir y en un mismo parecer. Dice, la razón es porque he sido informado acerca de vosotros, hermanos míos, por los de Cloé, que hay contienda entre vosotros. Me refiero a que cada uno de ustedes dice, yo soy de Pablo, yo soy de Apolos, yo soy de Cefas, yo soy de Cristo. Es decir, yeah. You read?
Yeah. So, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 10 through 12. I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it has been reported to me by Chloe's people that there is quarreling among you, my brothers. What I mean is that each one of you says, I follow Paul, or I follow Apollos, or I follow Cephas, or I follow Christ. Is Christ divided?
Ahora, nuestros valores absolutos definen en qué cosa o en qué cosa buscamos significado para la vida.
Our core values determine what we think is most significant in life.
Aquella iglesia no se había librado del todo de esa influencia.
This church had not yet been fully freed from all of this Greek influence.
Ahora noten, ¿qué es lo que Pablo hace para desafiar aquella iglesia?
What is Paul trying to do to
desafiar challenge?
To challenge this church.
Él le habla del mensaje de la cruz.
He talks about the message of the cross.
El mensaje del evangelio de Cristo se opone a todas nuestras presuposiciones de grandeza, significado, valor.
The message of the cross stands in direct contradiction to all of our ideas of self-aggrandizement, glory, meaning,
yeah,
etc.
La idea de Pablo es esta. Yo les voy a hablar de una historia.
Paul says, I'm going to talk about a history.
Que le va a dar forma a ustedes diferente a la cultura donde ustedes viven.
That's going to change the shape of your culture and the way you think. I'm going to tell you a different story than your cultural story of origin.
Y el versículo 18, Pablo dice, porque la palabra de la cruz es una necedad, es una locura para los que se pierden.
¿Qué versículo?
18.
Oh, for the word of the cross is folly to those who are preaching, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
La idea es, Pablo está diciendo, para los que se están perdiendo la cruz, el mensaje del evangelio, es una tontería.
So what Paul is saying is if you're losing sight of the message of the cross, that's insanity. Well, no, the message of the cross is insanity to the Greek mind.
Yeah, porque, mire, entendamos algo, hermanos, el evangelio nunca va a ser popular.
Let's be clear. The gospel is never going to be popular.
Es impopular.
It's unpopular.
Porque destruye nuestras presuposiciones de lo que es ser feliz, de significado en la vida.
Because it destroys our presuppositions of what happiness and significance are.
Por eso el apóstol Pablo dice, los que se están perdiendo, para las personas que se están perdiendo, la palabra del evangelio, la palabra de la cruz, es una tontería.
So, what Paul is saying is that for...
Para los que se están perdiendo.
They're perdiendo qué?
Perdiendo. Yeah.
Por los que están perdiendo qué?
His life, his salvation. The people don't know about Jesus, you know.
Right.
They lost.
Okay, so the gospel is foolishness.
Yeah.
to people who are perishing.
Ahora, en oposición a eso.
In opposition to that,
los que se están salvando por el evangelio,
those that are being saved by the gospel,
la palabra de la cruz es poder de Dios.
The message of the cross is the power of God.
Por eso en el versículo 18, 19 podemos seguir leyendo.
So in 18 and 19 we can continue reading.
Y esto es lo que Dios ha hecho.
This is what God has done.
Destruiré la sabiduría de los sabios y el entendimiento de los inteligentes. Desecharé.
I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart.
Para Dios establecer algo, primero tiene que quitar otra cosa.
For God to establish something, he first has to remove other things.
Dios siempre deshace algo.
He undoes something.
Para después hacer algo.
To later create something.
¿Qué ha hecho Dios según este texto?
What has God done according to this text?
Dice que destruiré la sabiduría de los sabios.
I've destroyed the wisdom of the wise.
Ahora, aquí quiero explicar un poco por qué la sabiduría en este mundo no ha desaparecido.
The wisdom of this world has not gone away.
Tenemos doctores excelentes. Gente muy inteligente.
¿Dos qué?
Doctores.
We have two doctors, very intelligent.
Tenemos ingenieros.
We have engineers.
Tenemos personas sumamente inteligentes en este mundo.
We have people who are simply intelligent by this world standard.
En ese sentido, la sabiduría ha seguido funcionando, gracias a Dios.
So, in this sense, the wisdom of man continues on, and that's a good thing.
¿Qué es lo que está diciendo Pablo cuando dice que va a destruir la sabiduría de los entendidos?
What does Paul mean when he says, when he quotes God as saying, I will destroy
la idea
the wisdom
es
of the wise?
Que se va a volver vana, la sabiduría.
That wisdom will return vain, in vain.
Esa sabiduría humana,
this human wisdom,
no va a explicar nuestras más profundas necesidades.
Will never reach or explain our deepest needs.
Te da un confort.
They give us comfort.
Te da un cuidado médico.
They give us medical care.
Puedes volar en un avión seguro.
You can fly safely in an airplane.
Aunque pierdas tu maleta.
You can lose your luggage in Fort Lauderdale.
The flight is pretty safe, you know.
Yeah.
Puedes manejar por la carretera.
You can drive on the highway.
Puedes manejar un carro.
You can drive a car.
Todas esas cosas son un reflejo.
All of these things are a reflection
de la grandeza de Dios.
Of the greatness of God.
Con que fuimos creados.
By which we were created.
pero no explican nuestras más profundas necesidades.
But these will never explain our deepest needs.
Y esto es lo que está diciendo el apóstol Pablo.
And this is what Paul is saying.
Que él va a destruir, si va a hacer que la sabiduría humana sea inefectiva para explicar nuestras más profundas necesidades.
So the wisdom of humanity will be ineffective at explaining our deepest soul needs.
Lo otro que va a hacer Dios es frustrar, desechar el entendimiento de los entendidos.
He also says that he will thwart the discernment of the discerning.
Aquí significa que Dios va a desestabilizar.
This means that God is going to destabilize.
Va a ser insostenible la sabiduría humana.
It's going to make unsustainable human wisdom.
Porque él se va a revelar a este mundo. Él se reveló a este mundo.
Because God has revealed to this world
que no llenó nuestras expectativas.
That, okay?
No llena nuestras expectativas.
That this world will not fill our perspectives.
El evangelio no viene para llenar nuestras expectativas de grandeza.
The gospel has not come to fulfill our expectations of greatness for ourselves.
¿Quién es grande de verdad? Es Dios.
He who is truly great is God.
Por eso dice que para Dios mostrar el evangelio primeramente él tiene que hacer que la sabiduría sea vana y hacer que ese entendimiento sea inestable, insostenible.
You're going to have to say that again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need to say it again?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Para Dios mostrar el evangelio,
for God to demonstrate the gospel,
él va a hacer que la sabiduría carezca de sentido.
He's going to say that the wisdom
no tenga sentido ninguno.
The wisdom of this world does not have significance.
Y va a hacer que el entendimiento de las personas sea insostenible, no pueda demostrarse nada.
And that the discernment, the human discernment is not a sustainable basis for life and thought.
Vivimos en una era donde tenemos recursos increíbles.
We live in a time when we have incredible resources at our disposal.
Pero es la era.
What?
Pero es el momento, es la era.
It's the era
donde la persona hay más personas infelices.
But it's also a time where in unhappiness is at its greatest.
Y la depresión es una pandemia prácticamente.
And depression is another pandemic.
Supuestamente todo esto que hemos hecho,
basically, or we assume that all that we have done,
deberíamos ser absolutamente felices,
would make us happy,
debería hacernos sentir completamente pleno.
What?
Plenos.
No, I don't know what that means.
Pleno. Plain. Completos.
Plentiful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Keep it coming, baby.
Por
I need your help.
Yeah. En el versículo 21, Pablo dice,
in verse 21, Paul says,
que él va a deshacer esa sabiduría.
For since in the wisdom of God,
y en el versículo 21 él dice, porque ya que en la sabiduría de Dios, el mundo no conoció a Dios por medio de su propia sabiduría, agradó a Dios mediante la necedad de la predicación, salvar a los que creen.
21. For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe.
¿Por qué esta predicación del evangelio es una locura?
Because the preaching of the gospel is an insanity.
Aquí hay dos expectativas.
There's two perspectives here.
Los judíos,
the Jews,
esperaban un Mesías poderoso.
We're always expecting the coming of a powerful Messiah.
Un libertador político.
A political liberator.
Que los liberara del Imperio Romano.
That would liberate them from the imperialism of humanity.
Y este Mesías empieza a decir que tenemos que amar a nuestros enemigos.
And their Messiah comes and he begins to say we must love our enemies.
Entra a Jerusalén en un burro, en un burrito, un baby.
He comes into Jerusalem on a baby
Cristo donkey. Cristo en ningún momento vino a dar una señal de que era un rey que venía a esta tierra para un reino político y económico.
He's never at any point gives the indication that he's coming as a political liberator.
Por eso dice el versículo 22, los judíos piden señales.
And so verse 22 says the Jews demand signs and Greeks seek wisdom.
¿Y los griegos qué piden? Versículo mismo 22 dice, demandan sabiduría. Sí, ellos querían una explicación racional para entender.
The Greeks want a rational explanation for everything.
Entonces, dice Pablo el apóstol, el mensaje del evangelio es motivo de escándalo para los judíos.
So this is why Paul says that the message of the gospel is a scandal to the Jews.
Y para los griegos es una tontería.
And it's ridiculous to the Greeks.
Ahora, el mensaje del evangelio echa por tierra todas nuestras presuposiciones.
The message of the gospel throws to the ground all of our presuppositions and ideas of meaning and goodness, etc.
Mira lo que dice el versículo 23.
Look at verse 23.
Pero nosotros predicamos a Cristo crucificado.
Verse 23, but we preach Christ crucified.
Piedra de tropiezo para los judíos y necedad para los gentiles.
A stumbling block to the Jews and folly to the Gentiles.
Mas para los llamados, tanto judíos como griegos, Cristo es poder de Dios y sabiduría de Dios.
But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God.
Si quieres entender quién es Dios,
if you want to understand who God is,
si quieres entender los planes de Dios,
if you want to understand God's plans,
tú necesitas mirar la cruz.
You have to go to the cross.
Es poder y there, sabiduría de Dios.
That's the power and the wisdom of God.
Ahora, pero no es un poder como nosotros pensamos que es.
But it's nothing like the power that we think power is.
No es una explicación racional como nosotros esperamos que.
And it's not a rational explanation that we might like.
Contradice todas nuestras presuposiciones.
It contradicts all of our human presuppositions.
Y este mensaje del evangelio no es para los americanos, es para toda nación. Es el mismo mensaje.
And the message of the gospel is not just for Americans, it's for all nations. It's the same message.
Un buen ejercicio para nosotros.
¿Cómo?
Un buen ejercicio.
A good exercise for us.
Aquí en Estados Unidos.
Here in the United States.
Es cómo nuestra historia aquí define qué es ser significativo, poderoso.
How does our history shape what we believe is important and powerful?
¿Y cómo el evangelio está de acuerdo con eso o no?
And how is the gospel of the same mind with this or not?
Porque aquí se trata del mensaje del evangelio y la gloria de Dios.
So, because here is the meaning of the gospel, the glory of God.
Ahora, ¿de qué trata esa gloria?
¿De qué qué?
¿De qué trata? What about this glory?
Okay, what about this glory? Let's let him do
it. I'm sorry. Antes de Pablo, y termino ya con esta última idea, antes de Pablo ir y mostrar la gloria de Dios.
After Pablo has gone and demonstrated the power of God, after Paul has gone and demonstrated the power of God.
En el versículo 26, Pablo le habla a aquella iglesia de quiénes eran ellos.
He talks in verse 26 about to the church about who they are.
¿Dónde se demuestra el poder y la sabiduría de Dios? ¿En qué persona?
In what person does God demonstrate his wisdom and power?
Dice versículo 26.
Verse 26.
Pues considerad, hermanos, vuestro llamamiento. No hubo muchos sabios conforme a la carne, ni muchos poderosos, ni muchos nobles, sino que Dios ha escogido lo necio del mundo para avergonzar a los sabios. Y Dios ha escogido lo débil del mundo para avergonzar a lo que es fuerte. Y lo vil y despreciado del mundo ha escogido Dios lo que no es para anular lo que es.
For consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many of you were powerful. Not many of you were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are.
Pablo dice, miren ustedes mismos.
Look at yourselves.
Bueno, para que entendamos qué está diciendo Pablo aquí.
So we can understand what Paul is saying here.
Se estima que Corinto tenía unas 100,000 habitantes.
So Corinth at this time had 100,000 inhabitants.
Eso eran muchas personas en aquel
tiempo. This was a lot of people in the first world and a lot of stinky.
Okay. Right. Entonces, 60,000 de esas personas eran pobres.
60,000 of those were poor.
Es decir, él está diciendo, miren vuestra vocación.
Look at our vocation.
La idea de Pablo está diciendo, ¿en qué condición Dios te encontró?
In what condition is God in control?
No, te encontró, te encontró. What? How fine. How God find you?
Man.
I'm sorry, man.
Okay. Yeah, I've got the whole notes in English. Yeah. I just don't know where he is in the outline.
Yeah.
That would require paying attention.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I love you. It's okay. I'm the one who should be sorry.
Sorry.
Okay. Where are you?
Yeah, here. In 26. Here.
Okay. Okay.
Here.
All right.
Got it?
Got it.
Yeah. Awesome. Man, all the time speaking Cuba. Your brain is burning on.
It is.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Cuba. That's my excuse.
Right. Dice que, consideren, hermano, vuestro llamamiento. Está diciendo, ¿qué está diciendo él? ¿En qué condición Dios te encontró a ti? ¿En qué estado Dios te encontró?
In what state did God find you?
Dice, ustedes no eran personas con mucho poder económico.
You weren't powerful economically.
Ustedes no eran personas de un alto nivel social.
You were not from some high social level.
Tampoco eran personas de un gran nivel educativo.
And you weren't people of some grand education.
En esa condición ustedes fueron encontrados.
This is where God found you.
Y dice que Dios lo ha hecho precisamente así.
And this is exactly what God has done.
Dios ha escogido lo necio
God
para avergonzar lo sabio.
Escogido,
escogido, lo necio.
O necio, ¿qué es? No?
Lo necio, necio.
Lo foolish. God has taken the foolish to shame the wise.
Dios ha escogido lo débil.
God has taken the weak.
Para avergonzar lo poderoso.
To bring down the powerful.
Lo que Pablo está diciendo aquí es un ejercicio muy importante.
What Paul is doing is a very important exercise.
¿En qué condición Dios nos encontró a nosotros? Cuando no conocíamos el Evangelio.
In what condition did God find us before we understood the gospel?
La única diferencia entre nosotros ahora conociendo a Cristo y las personas que no le conocen es la gracia de Dios.
And the only difference between us and people who don't know Jesus is the gospel.
Es la única diferencia. No somos mejores que ellos.
We're not better than them.
Nosotros éramos enemigos de la cruz también.
We were enemies of the cross.
Es decir, si yo estoy con Cristo hoy y estoy en Cristo, es por su gracia.
If I'm in Christ today, if I'm with Christ,
no hay nada de lo cual van a gloriarme.
It's by grace. There's
ni
nothing
siquiera,
for me to be proud of.
Ni siquiera si crecí en un hogar cristiano.
And the same is true with our Christian growth.
Si crecí en un hogar cristiano, fue por la gracia de Dios.
If we grew up in a Christian home, it's also by the grace of God.
Por eso entonces, después de Pablo decir esto, le señala la gloria de Dios.
So, as Paul is talking about this, he's pointing to the glory of God.
Versículo 29, termina así.
Verse 29.
¿Por qué Dios hace eso? Dice Pablo, para que nadie se jacte delante de Dios.
So verse 29 says the reason why God does this is so that no human being may boast in the presence of God.
Para que nadie haga alarde. Alarde, como se siente orgulloso.
Nobody can be prideful.
¿Por qué? La salvación es un regalo de Dios.
Because salvation is a gift of God.
Seguimos leyendo el versículo 30.
So we look at verse 30.
Mas por obra suya estáis vosotros en Cristo Jesús, el cual se hizo para nosotros sabiduría de Dios, justificación y redención. Y termina el versículo 31 así. Para que, tal como está escrito, el que se gloríe en el Señor.
Verses 30 and 31, and because of him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption, so that, as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord.
Ahora, cómo esta historia del evangelio. El desafío para nosotros hoy es cómo esta historia del evangelio.
The challenge for us today is what is the story of the gospel.
Le da forma a nuestras vidas.
That gives shape to our lives.
Y mira, yo entiendo.
Look, I understand.
Cada persona es hijo de su cultura.
Every one of us is a child of their culture.
Así, absolutamente objetivo nunca vamos a ser.
To be entirely objective, we will never be.
Sí, siempre. You are a gringo, are a Cuban.
Puro gringo. Puro gringo, puro guajiro.
Ahora,
está bien, pero yeah, te okay. Amo.
Okay, yeah, igual.
Te amo
right,
en Cristo,
right.
Está
I
bien.
Love you too, man. But la clave aquí es
the key here,
ser humilde,
to be humble,
y ser consciente,
and be conscious,
de que no siempre en nuestras vidas,
that not always in our lives,
están siendo formadas por el evangelio.
Are we being formed or shaped by the gospel?
Hay concepto de felicidad.
That we have our concepts of happiness.
Tenemos concepto de lo que es poder.
We have our ideas of power.
Tenemos concepto de lo que es significado en la vida.
We have our ideas of what the meaning of life is.
Muchas veces que contradicen el evangelio.
Many times these contradict the gospel.
Que Dios les bendiga. Muchas gracias.
May God bless you. ¿Oramos?
Yeah, sí, por favor.
Okay. Yo teclo, tú cuelga.
Yeah.
Okay. God, our loving Father, we thank you that you have given us this gospel that crosses cultural lines, crosses all of the lines that we draw as human beings, and it brings your children together under one name, that your name would be glorified, that your power would be realized in our lives, that we would understand what it means to have the power and wisdom of God, that in your wisdom, you sent your Son. Instead of taking over the world, he allowed himself to be crucified by the world. And in that death, we have forgiveness and freedom eternal. And we are thankful for that gospel of your grace, that we are redefined by your cross as to who we are, how we think, how we live, how our values are shaped. And Lord, we pray that more and more we would surrender ourselves to you, to your love, to your grace, to the cross. Help us to return to your cross every day and to see there the smile of your face upon us, over us, the love from your heart shown to us, and the grace of your Son poured out for us there. We thank you for all of these many graces and blessings that are ours in Christ.
Padre, te damos gracias en esta mañana por tu glorioso evangelio. Rendimos nuestras vidas ante la cruz de Cristo. Y oh Señor, reconocemos que muchas veces nuestra forma de pensar, de ver la vida, está más marcada por la filosofía de este mundo, por las presuposiciones de grandeza que tiene este mundo, que por tu evangelio, Señor. Ayúdanos a ser humildes. Ayúdanos, Señor, para que la cruz de Cristo cada día le dé forma a nuestras vidas. No solamente en la manera que pensamos, sino también en la manera que nos relacionamos y vivimos en este mundo, Señor. Y que otras personas, a través de nuestras vidas, puedan ver a Jesucristo, tu Hijo amado, Señor. Gracias por el mensaje del evangelio. Gracias porque aún todavía hoy el mensaje del evangelio nos sigue desafiando, Dios. Bendice tu iglesia. Ayúdanos, Señor, a seguir creciendo, no solamente en la verdad del evangelio, sino también en que otras vidas puedan venir al conocimiento de ese glorioso evangelio, Padre. Te lo pedimos en el nombre de Jesús. Amén.
Amén.
Speak.
Good morning. I'm Joe Novak, one of the elders here at Hope Church, and this is our time of offertory. As many of you know, we don't pass a plate around here at Hope Church. We believe that your giving, especially your financial giving, is a private matter between you and God. We do have means for you to give if that is what you wish to do. There is a bucket in the back of the church. That's where you put those prayer requests. We also have an online website, hopeisrael.org. Click the link that says give on there. Or on the back of your bulletin, there's a QR code that will take you directly to the giving site. We do try to be good stewards with that money. We not only use it for the operating expenses here at church, but we support many ministries and missions, as you saw from the slideshow earlier, not just Cuba, but all the way across the globe. But offering is more than just about giving financially. It's about sharing time, energy, talents, gifts, your superpowers, so to speak, with those that don't have much or need help. And so if you have some time, you have some energy, want to volunteer a bit at Hope Church, let any of the deacons or elders know, and we'll try to plug you into something that you'll find some fulfillment in doing. This is also our time of reflection. We reflect upon the message from Pastor Alfredo. We reflect on the worship experience. And I want to do a little bit of both today, because last week, Pastor Darden preached on community. This week, we heard about a church, pretty much an early church divided. I'm a follower of Paul. I'm a follower of Apollo. I'm a follower of Peter and so on. Everyone is a follower of something different. And it got me thinking that Hope Church is a very unique church. You know, if we have a Spanish-speaking contingent in most churches, there will be a service for Spanish speakers, and then there will be a service for English speakers. And they're at different times, so they never really meet. They don't interact with one another. It's almost as though it were two separate churches. And so at Hope, you know, today is a little bit of a difference. We have everybody in one setting, but even on other weeks where Pastor Tom's preaching, everyone gathers together. We all worship together. They may break off into another room for the sermon, but then they're back again at the end to worship as one body in Christ, as one church, as one community, as one family. And so I lived now in San Antonio for about 20 years, and in my profession, before I retired, it would have been very useful to learn Spanish, but I never had the motivation to do so. And it's harder now that you're older. But really, it was when we started getting our church family here, the Cubans and some of the others from Latin America and Central America, that now I have the urge to want to have a conversation with my brothers and sisters in Christ. And so I'm now learning Spanish, and amazingly, they're learning English, right? And we're trying to meet in the middle there. And we're not having Greek philosophy conversations. It really is, hello, how are you? I speak Spanish slow. It's hard. That's about the extent of my knowledge. But the thing is, when we do talk to one another, as they're speaking English, as we're speaking Spanish, there's an energy there. It's palpable. There's an excitement there. And it keeps me going back and wanting to learn more and come back next week and try out what I've learned. And it's an amazing thing that happens here at Hope Church. So as the music plays, consider what God is calling you to do as part of his family. Is it learning a language to get closer to your own church family? Is it spending some of your free time to lend a hand to someone in need? Is it supporting ministries all across the world, bringing God's light into the dark places? Perhaps it's all of the above. Father God, fill us with your Holy Spirit and guide us towards fulfilling your will. Bring us into better communion with our brothers and sisters in Christ, and also give us the courage to reach out to those who do not know of your saving grace and your infinite love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Please stand and let's lift our voices together. Thank you.
sino el Señor las estrellas creó y su luz limitó. ¿Quién sino el Señor sol y luna formó, movimiento les dio? ¿Quién sino el Señor hace la lluvia venir, truenos rugir? Tus obras grandes son, Dios poderoso, tú gobiernas la creación. Con tu palabra, Señor, te exaltaremos. Dios poderoso, de ti canta la creación. Llenas todo tu Señor, te exaltaremos por siempre y siempre, oh Dios. Señor, ha soñado en el plan para el hombre salvar. ¿Quién sino el Señor limpiará al pecador con su sangre y amor? ¿Quién sino el Señor puede dar vida y salvar por una cruz? Tus planes grandes son, Dios poderoso. Tú gobiernas la creación, con tu palabra, Señor, te exaltaremos. Dios poderoso, de ti canta la creación, llenas todo tu Señor.
You know, a long time I don't sing something like this. It's a Cuban pesos, 100 Cuban pesos. It's like a.
It's like 33 cents.
Right now?
Yeah, 33 cents.
Right? US dollar?
33 cents.
It's right now in Cuba, right now. 321 is $1. 40, sí, ya. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
33 centavos. So the reason they're freaking out, when they left Cuba, most of them, this was worth $3. No, $4. 25 pesos al dólar. Yes.
Yeah, right, right.
It is now, so it used to be worth $4. It's now worth 33 cents. So I'm going out to lunch with Patchy, and he has a
you need like a backpack with all money.
Yeah. So he goes in the bedroom I'm staying in at his house. He goes into the closet. He's got a little safe in there. He opens the safe and he pulls out this stack of these, and it's it's this tall.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And I go, are we like buying a house? And he goes, that might cover lunch. And I was like, oh, dude, that hurts.
Yeah. Right.
Pero we've got Carlos Manuel de Céspedes.
Yeah.
This is the man on the 100 note. Is
he's not a Cuban.
He's not Cuban, but he brought freedom to the...
He breathed the freedom to Cuba.
Yeah, he brought... he liberated. He was the leader for the abolishment of slavery in
slavery
Cuba. More freedom. Yeah. So... He's very well loved there, but I don't think he's from there.
Yeah.
But anyway.
He comes from Spain, no?
I'll stick this on the wall somewhere, and when you see it, just please remember to pray for Cuba.
Yeah.
Pray for our sister church. Pray for God's work there.
Cuba looks like a mess, but something so beautiful has happened. It's a church flourish in Cuba all the time. It's amazing.
So
how God supposed that doing this?
Yeah, let me give you a quick example. That I won't take a ton of time.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
In Havana, there's now a church planting network that our friend Patchy is leading there, and this is going on all over the island. But I'm just going to talk about Havana right now.
Yeah,
and they used to have like, I don't know, 5 or 6 churches being planted and at a time. And now I think it's 300.
Yeah, 300.
And so they have 300 young pastors and their wives involved in planting churches in every neighborhood of Havana. And they get together once a month with all these leaders, and more often than that in smaller groups, but they get together with this network. And they look at the map of Havana, and they're like, the gospel isn't in this neighborhood yet. We need a church here. And somebody will say, I've got a friend who has a Bible study. And so the house churches in Havana are about 3,000. Yep. And the other thing that's interesting about this is, like, here, we only work with our own. Like, I don't plant churches outside of my denomination. I don't let money go that direction because, whatever. In this, the church planting network in Havana, they don't care what denomination you're from. Do you believe the Bible's the inspired word of God? Is Jesus your Savior and Lord?
You have core value about, you know.
Yeah, they have some core values of belief, Trinitarian, et cetera. But, but they'll help anyone.
Yeah.
And because they understand the importance of the gospel.
Yeah, right.
But we're talking thousands of houses where people are meeting, opening their Bibles, praying with their neighbors. And then when something happens, they all report back to headquarters. Like, we had a flood last night. We've got 30 children that were displaced. This actually happened Friday night. I was with Patchy, and in the middle of the night, he gets a phone call. Our neighborhood flooded. We've got 30 children without homes. And so all the wheels went into motion, and all these people responded. And then Pastor Fritz, the pastors were sending pictures to Patchy. And so breakfast on Saturday morning, Patchy shows the pictures of these children. Almost all of them were Afro-Cuban, and Pastor Fritz just, like, is heartbroken. And so as we're going to the airport, he pulls $500 out of his pocket, and he's like, Patchy, I want you to give this to these kids and, get them fed, get them clothes, because they had nothing. Mm. And so just the the movement of the Spirit that's happening there is it's beyond inspiring. It's mind-blowing. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, y'all are better at this than we are. Yeah. So we're going to offer God's blessing over you, both in English and in Spanish. This is the old one. God gave it to Moses to speak over his people anytime they assembled in his name. He wanted them to leave with words of blessing. These are the original. This is the original blessing that God gave. There are many more in Scripture, but this is my favorite, and we're going to just speak it over you now.
Right.
Will you want to start?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. El Señor te bendiga y te guarde. El Señor haga resplandecer su rostro sobre ti y tenga de ti misericordia. El Señor alce sobre ti su rostro y te dé paz.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. May you go in his peace.
Okay.
Awesome. If you're in Discover Hope, stick around. We'll start shortly. Gracias, Guajiro.